Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Joe, heading out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Don Bailey Jr. will be on the call for the Miami Hurricanes this weekend. DBJ, welcome as always to a Football Friday.
I love these Football Fridays. None better.
Yeah, there is. There's something better called Saturdays and Sundays. Right. It's got to be better than it was last week.
Right. Joe, I got to be honest. Nothing's going to be worse than you riding last seat middle row to Vegas, bro.
Right.
It's worse than that in the whole world.
Don, he's got the bathroom seat in the middle. Like, who does that?
I do every game I travel with UM. At least I got the aisle by the bathroom, Joe.
Right. Yeah. You put Joe Zagacki in the middle and you take the aisle,
hey,
of course.
Hey, Don, I've never asked you guys, do you travel with the team?
Yes, sir.
You really suck. I just want to tell you. Just
and Don, thanks for joining us. Have a great game. You're done now.
Wow.
Joe's nothing.
No. I'm sitting in the back with commercial.
When did you guys stop? When did you guys stop?
A couple years ago.
Right.
Last year, we stayed home all season. You guys stayed home all last year.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then this year, the league, things got a little scary there for a while and sent out a little memo and said they cut way back. We're actually with some of the employees for the Miami Dolphins, too. So they weren't even able to get outside of players and coaches and trainers and folks like that. A lot of people. I'm hanging out with a lot of security people, I can tell you that. I'm safe. A lot of the Dolphin security people I see on my flights, I feel pretty damn safe if somebody acts up.
Right.
I can tell you that.
What, do you fly home Mondays? What, are you just trying to fly home on Monday?
I've been flying home and missing shows on Monday because of limited flights to get home. And, yeah, so it's been a little crazy. I'm not bitching, though. It's still football.
No,
I still love the highs and lows that we get. I don't like the low that we had last week, both of us. But, hey, so let's jump into this real quickly. Manny came out and said, hey, man, you know what? It's been a few games. I've seen some guys in their third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh years not getting better. I'm gonna start seeing if I got some younger guys that can push these guys. You expect – and this is probably the wrong week to talk about this because of who you're playing, but you expect to see a lot of young people playing tomorrow, right? A lot of freshmen.
I do. I think it helps, you know, his conversation because – this week you hopefully can get everybody that dresses on the field, but you've got to get some of these guys some quality playing time. And what I mean by that is more than three or four series. You've got to get the guys that you think are going to help you down this stretch of ACC games a lot of playing time. And I mean in different situations, not just I say earlier in the game than later in the game when it's a blowout. I think there's time. Assuming that happens to play everybody, but this is the week to look at a lot of people.
Well, Don, I got to ask you this. Fourth game of the season now, this will be the fourth different starting five for that offensive line because of obviously injury to Rivers at this point. This five or this offensive line came in with the most starts and very experienced, but now they're going on their fourth kind of different lineup at that five. What do you expect to see this weekend and going forward?
You know, this is out of all the things that have really happened this year, I did not expect this to happen at all. I just, you know, I look at my chart from the Alabama game, and DJ Scaife was at right tackle with 32 starts. Donaldson came in at right guard at 36. Gaynor, he had 26. And then, you know, Jalen Rivers was a first-time starter and actually has played the best out of everybody through the games that he played. He is absolutely by far graded out the highest. And then Zion Nelson, you know, he came in after starting for 2 years, and now we don't have the same lineup again. And it's not good. It's not what I was raised on. I don't think it's what anybody was raised on. You want these guys to know what each other eats, to know what each other's phone number they. Well, you want them living together if you can have that, but it's not been the case. But I'll tell you what else I've learned. I've learned that experience at that position, it used to bode well for the best players. You know, you want guys to get better each year and take a step. You know, if you got a great football player like Jalen Rivers was, you got to start him right now. Whether it's in front of a guy that's been here 4 or 5 years or 3 years, you got to start him. And unfortunately, they lost him. But I think everybody thought the offensive line would gel better. But the truth is, they haven't been together one game as a unit. From 1 week to the next, there's been constant change. And that still does not work well.
Tyler Van Dyke or Jake Garcia start this week?
Oh, Joe, heck, you know, they haven't announced any of that. But if it's
– I think it's going to be Tyler Van Dyke. Yeah. I just thought Tyler because he started in the
– That to me, you know, you go into this game and you look at those two guys, I try and get as close to as many drives for them as possible. I don't think you can go the rep route. I think let's just say it's Tyler. Tyler, you go in, you're getting drive number 4 – and then Jake's 5 and 6. And if you can get 18 plays or 6 plays or 12 plays out of your drive, good for you. If you can't, the next guy's going in. And I think that gives you enough tape to evaluate, you know, after this ball game. But they both, I think, 6 snaps for Van Dyke and Garcia's had none. But here's the key. Both of these guys were very highly recruited. 4-star guy. Garcia had some people at 5-star. And you've got to look what they can do. But the thing you have to also realize, it's going to alter the offense a little bit. You know, Derek King does an excellent job running the football and extending the play in the pocket and all those fun things. These guys are going to have to get a running game, but I will promise you this, they can unleash it. Both of these young men have got a good arm.
DBJ, what about the running game? What do you expect to see out of the running game this weekend? Cam and then all the young guys or whatever young guys they have there, right?
Well, but you know, here we go again, right? Similar to the offensive line. Let's just say, first of all, last year in the Duke game, Jalen Knighton was the starting running back. Okay, so he had, in theory, it beat out Cameron Harris. If you're at the end of the season and you're getting a start, I guess, you know, at that point, they're trying to get you to be the guy. Well, Knighton's out. I think he's able to come back against Virginia. Chaney's out for the year. So, you know, and Cam has had the 3 starts, and I'm sure he's going to start on Saturday. You're down to Cody Brown, who was a guy that had originally committed to Tennessee. And there's – you better hope – you know, Cameron Harris, you have your chance. You know, you've been the guy week 1, week 2, week 3. Here it is week 4. You're the guy. Miami was looking for that back. And here you are. It's your turn to take us through. And being that you're the oldest guy. Now, I think there'll be some competition at that spot come next week when Knighton returns, because he brings a whole nother element to that position group.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you about all the missed tackles. We've talked about it, and I know you can't practice. It's one thing you can't practice unless you just want to get everybody banged up by having live tackling at practice every day. What's been your take on that? Where through the years when they had great teams, man, they had some tackling, dude. You didn't have to. If Ed Reed was out there by himself, that's a bad example. I just named a Hall of Famer. That was really stupid on my part. But I mean, those guys just made all the tackles. They just didn't miss them. What's your take on the tackling, especially from what considered to be maybe some of the better players on this team?
You know, I think and this has really taken me by surprise, right? I look at tackling and I go back and I look at the practices, and there's rules now. Like, you've got 2 scrimmages. I mean, in preseason for, you know, or training camp, whatever you call it in college, right? You've got 2 of them. And Joe, when you and I played caveman football, you tackled every day, you hit every day, you hit every, right? I mean, and then the same thing in the league. And the reps are not there, but what I did see is they have had poor tackling. And one thing Manny Diaz has done, and he has done it every single time something has come up where he has to make an adjustment, he's made it. And this week in practice, they made changes, and they are working specifically on tackling. You know, at the goal line, they're within the rules, within the format of what they're supposed to do, but they hit and they tackled and they went at it at every position group, whether it was, you know, whether it was the secondary, whether it was the line of scrimmage, whether it was the backs on the linebackers, everybody was involved in tackling in some selected periods this week. So they are addressing the issue. They are going to attack that issue and they're going to solve it. And why it got this way, I can't tell you. I can't tell you, because it's something to me that like snuck into the equation. But now they're going to work on it, and I would imagine that it'll get better. You may not. You'll see some this week because of the quality opponent, but you really need to see it against Virginia. And it hasn't been an issue in the past. And the thing that gets me about it, and I don't know, I haven't shared this a lot, but when Manny Diaz, the day that they got the job down there, and he came in, and I went into his office, and I was into Coach Banda's office. I think I was at the same time. The number one thing that I asked him, I said, what is going to be the identity of your defenses? And they said, tackling. And they went on this whole, you know, it was a 15-minute conversation on this is how we tackle, this is why we do it. So it's not something that they're not aware of. It's just something that has to be readdressed.
What about the red zone defense? This is a good week to help that red zone defense percentage out, right? I mean, where they? Yeah, I think I read 11 times to the red zone, 7 touchdowns, 4 field goals. Was that what it was for?
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad, right?
You got to ask Joe Zagacki the numbers. By this time, well, I don't know what happened last week. By this time, but yeah, you know, that's an attitude, in my opinion, too. You know, and sometimes it has to do with sudden change and where you're left the football, and you know, where you're at in the game, but it's not what Miami football's about. And they're just going to have to make sure that the guys understand where they're supposed to be, how the front seven's supposed to play it, and how the back is supposed to play it. But you cannot have that. And I think that, to me, was probably the biggest issue last week. That game through three quarters was about what I thought it would be. Miami has not done well against the Big Ten in the last 15 years. They just seem to have our number. But Miami was there. I think if they'd have gotten out with a lead early, it would have been different. But that last fourth quarter with those points that went up, Zach, I think that really is what was the disappointing thing.
Right.
Well, listen, you know, they still got the ACC in front of them. This is a good warm-up game for it, and get some young guys and see if you don't have some younger guys or better than some of the guys been playing these first few games to try to get this thing flipped around. So hopefully it happens. Don, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Don.
Really appreciate it.
Hey, Joe, no all-nighters out there now.
I can't. I
he can't promise you that.
Yeah,
he can't promise that, can you?
Don,
I just happen to be getting in at a decent time tonight.
Right.
That little thing on my shoulder, it's been down and retired a little bit, but I see it growing a little bit.
He woke up, Don.
We're not going to bed, are we? Come on. Let's go. Have some fun.
Come on. Right. Come on,
time
Joe. You haven't been here in a while. You won't do it again.
Right.
Come on.
Time difference, DBJ. That's right. Thanks, DBJ.
We can all tell by your voice, Joe. We can all tell by your voice on Sunday.
I'm thinking a little hungover today. Right. Oh, crap. Thanks, Don. Bye-bye,
see you, DBJ. It's Don Bailey Jr. joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Speaking of the Dolphins, by the way, Dolphins Raiders Sunday. Injury report is out. It's brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. The experts there treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Limited yesterday in practice, even though it was a walkthrough. Jesse Davis and Jakeem Grant. Obviously, we know Tua did not participate again. He is out for this week. On the other side, Richie Incognito and Josh Jacobs, both 2 days in a row now, did not participate in practice. We'll see what their status is for Sunday's game, probably by today. We'll see that. That's the injury report for the Raiders game on Sunday, brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Let me tell you about Diamonds Direct and the incredible, incredible offer going on right now. It's a limited time, so you got to get over there, but you could take advantage of this. How about this? 5 years, zero interest financing on anything and everything at Diamonds Direct. That's right. Whether you want to upgrade that diamond she's got on her finger, you want to get her new pair of earrings, pendants, whatever it is, This is the time to do it. 5 years, zero interest financing, all on approved credit, but it's on anything and everything inside that store. So go ahead and splurge that designer necklace, those diamond earrings, whatever it is. It's all easy with this amazing offer. You're just going to pick any item, divide the price by 60, and that's your monthly payment. No down payments required either, and you can even finance the sales tax. So many people are coming in town to take advantage of this unbelievable, basically free money offer. You can get the unbeatable price Diamonds Direct already got for you. And now you're going to get this great deal and spread your payments over 5 whole years. Upgrade the diamond. Do something for yourself, maybe. Forget it. Maybe it's not her you want to upgrade. Maybe it's yourself. Who knows? Smartest and easiest way to buy. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Only at Diamonds Direct. 5 years, zero interest financing for a limited time. It's in Boca behind the Town Center Mall. And like I always tell you, Diamonds Direct, you're going to love it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.